Pop star Pink demands pro-life Americans never fucking listen to my music again. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 26, 2022. Pop star Pink reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday in an all-caps Twitter tirade, demanding that anyone who is against women killing their unborn child never fucking listen to my music again, and fuck right off. Let's be clear, if you believe the government belongs in a woman's uterus, a gay person's business or marriage, or that racism is okay, then please in the name of your Lord never fucking listen to my music again. And also fuck right off. We good? Pink tweeted on Saturday. The singer's conflation of racism and pro-life Americans rings hollow, given that the abortion industry disproportionately targets black Americans and has suppressed the growth of the black population, thus preventing the growth of its power as a voting bloc. In a follow-up tweet, Pink responded to a Twitter user who reacted to her all-caps demand, writing, "I hope her agent survives the stroke. I am my agent. We're fine," the Blow Me singer replied. On Friday, the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. Pink is just one of the many celebrities having a public meltdown over the court's life-saving decision. Left-wing pop star Cher also reacted to the ruling in all-caps Twitter diatribe, bizarrely declaring that former President Donald Trump's radical Republican Supreme Court is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of American women. Comedian and Brothers star Billy Eichner also had his caps locks on while issuing a tweet attacking Christians in response to the ruling, exclaiming, "Get your fictional hateful Bible stories and your fake fictional religious bullshit out of our fucking lives. Fuck you." Pop star Billie Eilish reacted by trashing the United States during her performance in England, declaring that the decision meant a really dark day for women in the U.S. TBS host Samantha Bee reacted by taking to her show, Full Frontal, to urge Americans raise hell in every restaurant. Justice Alito eats it for the rest of his life, adding, "If Republicans have made our lives hell, it's time to return the favor." Watch below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.